Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, it is the end of financial year today, and we've brought in Alyssa from EKM Accounting. How's it going?
Oh, good. Thank you, Bob.
We thought you might be able to help us today. Brooke and I have made a lot of purchases with our own money for the benefit of the show. Maybe we need a costume or a prop or something fun. I'm thinking about taxes. I'm wondering if we could run through some of these items with you and find out whether or not there is a chance they might be tax deductible and we can get a sweet bonus at the end of the year.
All right, then.
I'll start with this. It's a remote control helicopter that Brooke and I bought for the Riverland Field Days last year. It has been crashed several times. It no longer is fully operational, so I'd love to really get anything back that I can.
I don't think you have to sell Alyssa on the product itself. It's hardly been used. New condition.
But do you want it?
No, thank you, especially if it's been damaged and it's not working. So,
what about on the taxes?
On the taxes. Now, was your boss, your manager, did he require you to purchase the helicopter?
I don't think he sat us down and said, you must buy a helicopter.
No, but you know what? He was really supportive of the idea.
He wanted us to create the Field Days experience. That's why we had the helicopters, because there were no actual rides happening last year.
Yeah. Well, that could... It could be because it's part of your job and showcasing the Riverland Field Days.
I'll take a maybe as a win at this point.
That's something.
Can we move on? This is a recent addition to the Brooke and Bob family. It's a sash that reads Master of Football. This goes to the winner of our footy tipping every week. It's good for morale and it's just a bit of a tactile prize that we can lend to this segment.
That one I would say probably a no.
You're being very polite, Alyssa.
Well, all jobs are different what you can and can't claim. But since that's a more a staff morale, it's not really in the realms of your wages.
Well, I guess that's the difference, right? Especially when it comes to tax time in general. It is all individualised and it does depend on what you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You must have some crap, Brooke.
I do have one that I do want to ask you about, Alyssa. It was technically a gift, but because I presented it on the show, I'm wondering if it still counts. I named a star after Bob. Can I get a tax return?
There's a
on
website
that?
You can go to and you can buy a star, and she did it in my name.
Yeah. There's a star called Bob Lozer.
So you purchased it as a gift?
For Bob. Yes.
For Bob.
We did get a talk break out of it.
We used it for the show.
Part of your wages.
Yeah. Yes. That's better than I thought we were going to get. You didn't completely shoot us down, Alyssa.
Remiss of me not to ask, Brooke recently did a DJ gig using Whitey's DJ decks. Can he claim wear and tear on his. What he uses to make a bit of a side hustle?
No, because he wouldn't have made any money out of it. So
it was like a 20-minute gig. It didn't really matter.
Free. You've opened our eyes, Alyssa.
It's definitely an eye-opener in regard to what you can and can't claim and for deductions.
A good reason to actually go and consult an accountant if you are unsure.
That's the moral of the story. Actually talk to someone for your own individual tax return,
that's right?
Happy June 30th.
Yes, to you too.